The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
What's coming up on today's experience? Dr. Dave's devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects play throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but smile because you might be on candid camera. And if you remember that show, you are that old. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Don't forget, media stands for making everyone dumber in America. Wow. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use? Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? That simple. Because I was bored and I needed something to do. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here's a question. Ready? Ready? Here's a question. How can our prayer warriors pray for you? That's the question. If you need prayer, wow, there's an opportunity. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We kind of consider that sad. Okay, we consider that totally sad. Just reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like hitting into the week with great faith and expectation. Wow, that's nice. Hey, here's something you got to know. Our internet is in and out and in and out. Kind of like the burger, but without the nice taste. It's in and out. Or maybe it's up and down, up and down, up and down. Kind of like the yo-yo, but it doesn't have Dunkin' in the name. Now that it said Dunkin', I'm thinking of donuts. That's sad. Bottom line is, you kind of got to listen through the radio station. So if you text me and say it's not working, I'm telling you why right now. It's the best I can do. That's what I love about live radio. It's so much fun. You never know what's going to happen. It's like the Christian adventure. The Christian adventure is you wake up and you say, all right, Lord, here I am. Please wash me of all my dumb stuff. Please pour your spirit upon me. Let me be sensitive to you and connected to you. What are we gonna do together today? That's how we should be entering each and every day. So if you want to reach out to us and you can hear my voice, if you're in San Diego and you can still hear us, that'd be amazing. But you can still, because we're doing a replay, we could still call us if you're listening somehow live. Maybe you've got some special connection to the internet. I don't know. But you can call us at the 972-445-0770. If you do call from San Diego, you might get a donut because that would be pretty impressive. Anyhow, you can also text us live during the show. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Let me do this again with a non-professional voice.
214-210-8483.
There you go. That's a way to do it right there. Additionally, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at hemustincrease.org. From John 3:30, he must increase, I must decrease. We're also going to send you up to the website. There's many things on the website. There's two new things on there, by the way. One, there is an article that came out of the Gospel Coalition. It's older, but it's a really good article about Christian nationalism. It's really, really a good article. So you find that under Spoon the Pot, under that. And then two, under ministry, there is a free chapter from the book about engaging with the Holy Spirit and how to walk with the Holy Spirit, because some people are like, I don't have a clue. And we want to try and do our best to help you on that. As well, on the website is a place to give. Now, why is that important? Because if you don't help us and if we don't get funds in, this is what you're going to hear. That's boring! You want to hear something, don't you? Yeah. So if you can give, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. We don't care about that. What we want you to give if you can. We want you to pray if you can't. Actually, we want you to pray whether you can or can't. Doesn't matter. We encourage you. Here's our scripture for the day, 2 Corinthians 9, 6-7. The point is this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. That's the kind of giver you ought to be, whether it's to our ministry or any other. You better have that money with a happy heart that you're giving to God, or just keep it. How about them apples? Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org!
All right, I like that one. All right, a couple things we're going to open up with, and then we're going to get rolling. I don't know how much Jacob can or cannot talk because we have stuff going on in the back of the studio, right? So they're working stuff out. So don't worry about it. Can you talk at all?
Hello, I can talk right now.
Okay, good. Well, that's a very short time for you to be able to talk. That's good. All right, now, here's the dealios. I want to read a praise report that came from Joanne, and I just think it's a great praise report, so I'm going to open up the show with this praise report because she did a really nice job. I know she's listening right now. I'm going to read it for her. She said it's a public testimony, so I'm going to read it the best I can. I'm not going to use an accent because you really don't want me to do that. Here's what she wrote. I experienced a wonderful provision today. I need to take a fairly expensive type of medication, and my insurance does not cover it. As I was about to pick up the medication from the new pharmacy, I decided to try, instead of doing it through the mail as I usually do, so I asked the Lord for favor with the pharmacist to get a lower cost. At first, I was told that the cost would be about $140, even with that good RX card. I then asked if there were any other discount cards they could use, and upon trying another kind, the fee was changed to $25 for a 90-day supply. Our gracious God supplies. Excellent, excellent testimony from Joanne. And let me point something out to you. And I was talking to my brother about this about 2 weeks ago. One of the things that we do is, and just listen to what I'm saying, we pray, Lord, I don't have enough money, right? So put more money in my bank account or give me a bigger check. Do you know that that's not the right way to pray? Sometimes the provisionary method is how you should pray. Lord, I don't have enough to cover this. Help me so that it can get covered any way you want to do it, any way you come about it. So you can't just pray for dollars when you're asking God. You're asking for the provision. And so you might have a situation, and I've had this happen before, and people are like, no way, no way. It happens. Where I asked the Lord, I said, I really need something here. We don't have the funds. I just need your help. This is one of the 72 months I've lived in my home. And that 1 month, the owner of the home called or texted me, and then we talked, and he said, I wanted to let you know that I feel like the Lord wants me to tell you this month you're not going to pay any rent. I didn't need the rent money. I needed that line from the owner. Oh, yeah, it saved me the money, but you're missing it. I didn't get the money. I got the grace. I got the provision. That's how we should be praying more than put more dollars in my bank account. Okay? All right. Number two, I want to give a shout out to Pastor Kurt. I went to Stillwater yesterday. Stillwater is an awesome church, and he just preached just this great message. He's just, him and I are just, you know, simpatico. And when we talk, you know, he talked about justification, sanctification, and glorification. He gets his from the Scofield Bible. I told him I call it the favor, the fight, and the future. And he just did a great, great job. And I just want people to know that if you're ever in the Rowlett area checking out churches, check out Stillwater Community Church. It'll be a blessing for you. All right, into the text we go. As you can tell, I'm fired up. Can you tell that? I'm just like, right, thinking, what's the matter with you?
You feeling good?
Yeah, you know I am. I'm feeling good. I'm not happy for the Dallas fans, you know. And we'll talk about that later on. I'm not happy that the Cowboys. I saw the very last play when it went the other direction. Right. They didn't win after that, did they? I mean,
no.
Was it. Okay. All right. So I saw the play where the guy threw it like 9 yards. He jumped up in the air. And at first I thought the guy did interfere, but then upon the replay, I was like, no, he didn't. That was a clean play. So everybody can argue about it, whatever they want. But I feel sad because the Dallas Cowboys don't have a better record than the Detroit Lions. Sorry.
I'm sure you're real sad.
I just want to put that up. It's not salt in the wound. It's just the wound being opened up a lot larger. Okay, let's get to the text. We are in Titus, for those who do not know. And we're at Titus. We're actually going to pick it up from verse 12, but we're really picking it up at verse 13. So we're going to start with 12 and ramp in. Here we go. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans, referring to the people on the island of Crete, are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and the commandments of men who turn from the truth. Uh-oh! In Titus 1:13, we see Paul telling the young man, Titus, and Paul is telling his young protege, rebuke those people who are giving heed to Jewish fables and to the commandments of men. Let's stop right there. He's not talking about every Jewish story ever told is somehow evil. That is not what he is saying, okay? That's not what he's saying at all, in fact. This refers to people who are using a form of legalism or mysticism in their teaching, and these people are trying to capture others to get them to follow them as leaders. And so instead of living by biblical truths, they're exalting these stories and these commandments of men to the level of God's word. That should never be the case. I hope and pray the Lord gives you multiple visions and dreams and prophetic moments. I think it's fantastic. That is not as authentic as the written word of God, which is the plumb line of our faith. But we're going to focus a little bit more not on the mysticism, but on the commandments of men. Don't eat this on this day. I don't know who I'm talking about, but whoever said that is like not listening to the scripture. Everything is to be received with thanksgiving. The point is, the commandments of men somehow for thousands of years have infiltrated the minds of Christians. And they've made the commandments of men on the same par as the word of God. It's like, look, there is nothing wrong with distinctives. If in ecclesiology, which is the study of the church, your church has a certain method of doing something, and it's one you like, awesome sauce. I support you. If you take that and try and put that on another Christian, bazinga, you're in trouble. Because that's what the scripture doesn't allow. If you have something that's operating in your life and it's working for you and you like it, if you have an eschatology, study of the last things, study of the end times, if you have an eschatology and it works for you, awesome sauce. If you try and take that same study and put that on another Christian, like they need to follow you because you're so smart, bazinga, you're in trouble. Do you understand that difference? It's okay to love and to like the things you engage with that are a little fluid, so to speak. It is not okay to drop that on somebody else's head. That is what is not okay. So we want to be careful as Christians, being aware. Then the next verse, he says this in verse 15, to the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and consciousness, their conscience, are defiled. So in contrast to that, he says is to the pure, all things are pure, but to them are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. That speaks to us that those of us who have sincere, earnest, honest consciousness towards God, and we're trying to do the best to live in glorifying and honoring him, is something that God is deeply aware of. In other words, the Lord knows you're trying. Stop trying to convince God that you're trying. Just try. He knows you're trying. He knows what your heart is. He knows that there's moments that it's glorifying. It's peak moments where you really resemble the Lord. He also knows those moments where not so much. But he knows you're giving it. He knows you're doing it. He knows there's purity in you and that you're seeking to do it right and be right, even when you and I fall short. We're like, man, I can't believe I kind of went down that hole, that pigeonhole. I was talking to somebody this weekend, and they were like, well, I said this, and then I knew I should just be quiet and stop talking. But then I said this, and this. And at least the person recognized one step off the ledge then led to 20 other steps off the ledge. So the idea behind it is for us to be aware. The Lord knows that we're trying to do our best, bring it right before him. And in your heart, if there's a sincerity, if there's a realness and there's a pureness, God knows. And by the way, he loves it. He also knows when you're failing, but he wants you to be honest, not covering it up. You don't hide things from God because there's no way to hide anything from God. Let's take a deep breath and go into our first trivia question. I don't think people from San Diego will get a chance to hear it, but maybe. You never know. I mean, something can happen all the way through. Here is your first trivia question. Since we're talking about this, who was charged by Paul to organize the churches of the island of Crete and its cities? I mean, we're talking about it right now. It's part of the show. Who was charged by Paul to organize the churches of the island of Crete and its cities? Was it Timothy, Titus, or Philemon? Who was charged by Paul to organize? See, that just depends on whether you listen or not. Verse 5, for this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking. Who was charged by Paul to organize the churches of the island of Crete and its other cities? Was it Timothy? Was it Titus? Or was it Philemon? Here's a big hint. What are we studying right now? Oh, Dave. I can't remember of every book. Okay. Here's my hint. What are we studying right now? There you go. That's just that simple. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Let me rephrase the question since Al has chimed in with his wisdom, saying we are studying the Bible. Thank you, sir. What letter from Paul to what young man in the pastoral epistles are we studying right now today, this moment? What have I been saying? That's the question. 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Back to the text we go in verse 15 of Titus chapter 1, verse 15. It says this, to the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but their mind and conscience are defiled. They profess that they know God in works. They deny him. Uh-oh. So in contrast to those people we just talked about who are not pure, these other people are defined as defiled and unbelieving. Now notice, ironically, what makes them impure is their unwillingness to believe. I want to show you something, a great connection, if you can follow this for soteriology. Really powerful. He says this. He says, who turn from the truth to the pure, all things are pure, but to them who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. There's a distinction between those who are believing and those who are unbelieving. The unbelieving have nothing of purity. The believing have this grace given to them, which God makes mention of in the Psalms as well as in the book of Romans, and that is, blessed is the man whom the Lord does not count their iniquity against them. When you are pure and you have faith, God doesn't count your iniquities against you, because the blood of Jesus has covered you. But when you are unbelieving and defiled, everything goes against you. You have no shield. So Paul makes reference to Titus and says they're defiled because they're using their teachings as a way of an advantage over others, and they're not trying to serve at all. They're nothing close to Abraham, who simply loved God. They even proclaim that they know God, but in everything they do, they demonstrate otherwise. See, people give lip service all the time. I was doing my study as we're getting ready in the book of James to get into James chapter 2. And it's just amazing how much Christian lip service exists in the world. But if their entire life is lip service and there's no actions that go with it, that's a problem. And that's not a problem for me. It's not a problem for you. It's a problem for them. And they'll have a problem with God. That's how that goes. So he says, to the pure, all things are pure, doing the best you can, being right before the Lord. To those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God in works, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. Picking it up on chapter 2, verse 1, he says, but as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men may be sober. Let's just stop right there. He goes through this whole thing on the older men and the younger women and the older women and the children. But I want you to see something, and I'm going to land with this, and I want you to catch this. Titus chapter 2, verse 1, but as for you, speak the things which are proper. This means all of us, you and me, talk show host, dude, and every human being elsewhere that is connected to God through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and walking in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, means we all need to watch what we say. It must be connected to sound doctrine when we're talking about biblical truth. Now, does that mean you can't talk about and have fun about thinking about heaven? No. No, it's got nothing to do with that. It means that when you're talking biblical truth, it's got to be connected to sound doctrine, and it must be the proper thing. You can't say to somebody, well, you got to get saved through Jesus Christ, but you know, you're a really nice person. God might make an exception for you. No, it doesn't work that way. It can't also be our opinion. You know what your opinion is? Awesome, but not biblical truth. Oh, I know. We think our opinion is biblical truth. Newsflash, it's not. Biblical truth is biblical truth. God created the universe. He can write a book. Our opinion doesn't change that. And sometimes, be honest, be real, we state our opinion like it's a fact. Well, this is what I think, and I'm right, and that's how it goes. Okay, that does not, 2 + 2 = 4. Your opinion is not 2 + 2. Sorry. Doesn't work that way. It would do well for us if we would remember that everybody does have an opinion, but in Romans 3:4, it says, let God be true, but every man a liar. That would do us some good to go, oh, maybe we should humble that back. Maybe we should pull that back a tad. I have an opinion. It doesn't mean my opinion's right. I have a theory. It doesn't mean my theory's right. But I have a Bible, and that I can read, and that is right. Because God, who created the universe, can write a book. I mean, it's just like, come on, right? So my admonition just in that top part of the Titus portion is, as for you, speak the things that are proper. Say the right things. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. We should be gearing towards speaking life, all based on truth, right? Okay. For the trivia question, the question was, and this is why I think this is funny, who was charged by Paul to organize the churches on the island of Crete and its cities? Was it Timothy, Titus, or Philemon? And the answer is Titus, which is the very book we're studying right now. That's why I thought that was funny. See, because it's like, it's the book we're in right now. We just did Titus chapter 1 and finished chapter 1 and we're in chapter 2 of Titus. Okay, let that go. All right, we're going to take our break, and then we're going to come back. You are listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
So we chatted about it on the phone, and it turned out that he had a pastor who used to be his pastor reach out to him and say, the Lord put you on my heart. You know, I want to know what's going on in your life. He had another person say, hey, if you got this situation, let me know. He was talking to me. He was talking to somebody else. And it was like he had like four sources of support and didn't even realize that what he was seeing was the circumstance, which we all do. And when we pulled it back and looked at it, he's like, yeah, there's like four different places he was getting support from. And it's like, that's amazing. But see, that's not that amazing in the context of just what Peter and John said when they went into the temple. You children, you men of Israel, why does this miracle surprise you? Why does it even surprise us? God does so many things to reach to us and to speak to us. He is never, let me just say this, he is never absent from your tragedy. He is never disappeared from your circumstance. It's never happened. Long before you said yes, God said yes to you. Just think about the level of that, the commitment that would take. That means that God looked at my life and in spite of my insanities, said, yeah, we'll take him. Is that amazing? Think about how amazing that is. And so I was somebody had sent me a video about somebody who had an experience in heaven. And I was like, well, you know, I like some of those, but some of those are kind of weird and squirrely and da 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 da. And then the Lord was reminding me about my own dream that I had about making it in heaven, where God had the king had his arm around me and he's showing me different things in my life. And here's where you accepted my son. Let me tell you something. God will reach you and touch you and speak to you. The biggest question for all of us is, are we listening? Do you remember what happened when the Lord spoke over Jesus? The Father spoke from heaven over Jesus. And the Bible says that the people thought that it thundered. But it didn't thunder. God spoke. See that right there? That right there. Yeah. Because what we do is we think, oh, it thundered. But it's God speaking. The biggest question is, are we listening?